Good afternoon, everybody. It is dead center of the month, July 15, 2015, or 7-15-15. I guess technically tomorrow would be the dead center middle of the month for the month of July, seeing how it has 31 days, but close enough. Had a question for anybody that might know the answer to this, because I've never actually gotten an answer on this question. Maybe it's because I've never asked it. I don't remember. But here's the deal. I want to purchase an iTunes gift card for myself. I want to do this in the iTunes music store. And that's easy enough to, the iTunes store. Never mind, it's not just a music store anymore. You know what I mean, the iTunes store. And that process is very easy to do. I've never done it, but I know how to do it, and it's very, very easy. Heck, Siri can do most of it. But the question I have is, what I want to do with this gift card is add it to my existing iTunes balance. Now, if I were to buy a gift card from somewhere else, like, say, Walmart or somewhere like that, and bring a physical gift card home and get the code off of it and yada yada, obviously that would work. And when I redeem it, it would add to my iTunes balance. That's obvious, that makes sense. But in this case, here's the question I have. If I purchase a gift card using the iTunes app, iTunes store, iTunes app, whatever, and I've already got an existing iTunes balance, will it use that, thereby effectively not really adding to my balance, which is what I want to have happen? In other words, like, let's see, right now I've got something around $13 or $14 of iTunes credit from previous gift card. And I want to, say, buy another gift card, let's say another $25 gift card, in order to add to that balance, which would give me somewhere around $39 or $40, roughly, of total iTunes credit, which will be good for any movies I might want to purchase and that sort of thing. But I know, like, for example, if I purchase, say, a subscription, like, for example, my iTunes Music subscription, if I hang on to that after September, which I might, because it's a pretty sweet service, it'll pull $9.99 or whatever it is out of my available balance. It will not charge my credit card until my balance is exhausted. Now, I wish you could pick. I actually found this out a couple of years ago when I was fiddling with iTunes Match, and the iTunes Match, I had gotten an iTunes gift card, and suddenly most of it was used for the iTunes Match subscription. So that kind of annoyed me back when that happened, because I was like, well, that isn't what I wanted to have happen. I wish it would have charged my card and left the gift card balance available for, one-time purchases that I want to make, or, maybe, I guess, recurring purchases. But I should be allowed to explicitly say how I want purchases to happen. So, at any rate, with this iTunes gift card thing, if I buy it, say, on my phone using iTunes, is it going to allow me to purchase it with a credit/debit card, or is it going to take my purchase and use my existing iTunes balance toward that purchase? So in other words, if I purchase a $25 gift card, I'm only really going to get in my iTunes balance, let's see, I've got 14 in there now, so if it pulls, if I'm understanding it right, that'll leave me with like $11 or something like that. because it'll pull, well, wait, no, I guess it wouldn't do that. It would pull all of what I have in my iTunes, and then $11 would go on the card. But then I'd have $25, which I could throw back in. And then I'd have 20. So instead of having, like, 13, I guess I'd have 25. But my goal was to have 38, which is, you know, 25 plus 13 total in iTunes. So am I making any sense here? I hope I am. Basically, I want to know, when I purchase an iTunes gift card on my mobile device, can I do it through the iTunes store without it taking from my existing iTunes balance? Or am I stuck, if I want to get a gift card for myself, am I stuck doing it the physical way where, you know, I have to go to a store and purchase a gift card and, you know, do it that way, and then bring it home and read the code? And obviously that will work. So if anybody can tell me what would happen if I try to purchase an iTunes gift card having an existing iTunes balance from a previous gift card that I don't want to deplete with the purchase of a new gift card. You know, I want to add to it. I want to add, you know, give it more, so I have something in the $30 range of total credit on iTunes to use for app purchases, movies, songs, that sort of thing. That's what I want to do. So if anybody could tell me, if I purchase a gift card, if that's possible, if I purchase the gift card on the phone, that'd be great. Or if the gift card purchase will partially use, or will end up using my iTunes balance to make the gift card. I could find out, but I figured I would ask in case anybody's ever done that. Obviously, this wouldn't be a problem if I was buying a gift card for somebody else. I wouldn't care. But in this case, I want the gift card to be for myself. So I'm trying to figure out the best way to do this, to see if I can purchase a gift card without having iTunes use my existing iTunes credit to make the purchase. I'm thinking I might be out of luck, though. But if anybody can tell me for certain, that would be great. Thank you very much. And have a wonderful day. Stuff.